Wisconsin has bred many famous musicians, maybe none with as much seemingly innocent charm as the Cordettes. Dean Robbins introduces us to the harmonious singing sensations from Sheboygan.
I've always imagined Wisconsin in the 1950s as an extraordinarily innocent place. What other conclusion can I draw after hearing the Cordettes?
Listen and we'll tell you how to bother.
The Cordettes were a female vocal quartet formed by college friends in Sheboygan. They wore matching party dresses and shapely Donna Reed hairdos. The friends chose their name back when musical groups were earnest rather than edgy. Female bachelors were bachelorettes, so why wouldn't four women singing beautiful chords be the Cordettes? The group performed around Sheboygan, inspired by cheerful female pop acts like the Andrews Sisters and Boswell Sisters. One member's dad loved barbershop quartets, so that style became an influence, too. The Cordettes' breakthrough was a winning performance on Arthur Godfrey's talent show in 1949. Godfrey made them regulars on his program, and that led to a contract with Cadence Records. Then came their first bid for pop immortality, 1954's Mr. Sandman.
Mr. Sandman.
This two-minute gem stayed at number one for 7 weeks, and it's easy to see why. Nothing better represents the wholesome side of the 1950s. With sweet barbershop harmonies, the Cordettes pine for a cute guy to call their own. They want him to have wavy hair, and they think it would be peachy to meet him right away. Yes, they actually use the word peachy. Is it any wonder that the Bobby Soxers down at the malt shop made Mr. Sandman their anthem? Coincidentally, Elvis Presley cut his first record in 1954. And it wasn't long before rowdy rock and roll transformed the music business. While many old-fashioned vocal groups fell out of favor, the Cordettes tried to keep up with the times.
This is going to be a tremendous record. It's only been out 2 weeks. Featuring the Cordettes, Lollipop!
The rhythms were bolder than Mr. Sandman's, and the harmony sharper.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh,
still, no one would mistake the Cordettes for 1950s juvenile delinquents. Their version of Lollipop is about as clean-cut as the rock and roll genre ever got. In live performances of the new hit, they smiled graciously and threw candy to the audience. The Cordettes continued to top the charts at the dawn of the 1960s, but their days were clearly numbered. Bob Dylan and the Beatles would soon change our view of top 40 music, just as the feminist movement would soon change our view of women. Sheboygan's pop sensation broke up in 1961. I don't think I'd want to live in the absurdly innocent Wisconsin conjured up by Mr. Sandman, Lollipop, and the Cordettes' dozen other hits. But for 2 minutes at a time, it's an irresistible place to visit.
Dean Robbins is a writer from Madison. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more online at wisconsinlife.org.
We just heard about the Cordettes from Sheboygan. It might have surprised some of us, myself included, to hear that such huge hit songs like Mr. Sandman and Lollipop came from a group from our state.
And joining us now to talk about some other significant and influential music to come out of Wisconsin is our WPR colleague, Scott Gordon. He's also editor of Tone Madison. Scott, welcome back to Central Time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So a lot of people know the names Garbage, maybe the Violin Femmes, but who are some of the other influential Wisconsin groups or musicians that have been maybe overlooked over the years?
Well, you know, there's quite a few. The first one that I wanted to talk about was the Shivers, who were a power pop band that from Milwaukee in the late 70s and early 80s. And I guess the Cordettes, in a way, make something of a good jumping off point because, you know, in power pop, you have this sort of unabashedly sweet and catchy melodies and, you know, often lyrics that maybe aren't quite as innocent, but still very, you know, pop-focused lyrics and just, a bit more of an edge to it.
Well, let's give a listen. This is a song you set us up with, Teen Line by the Shivers.
I'm
That's late 70s, early 80s power pop. I never would have guessed. Yeah, that really is of that era, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. You know, there's the bit of that kind of new wave thing in there. And, you know, I guess they were kind of popular locally at the time, but never became hugely famous or anything. But, you know, over time, the interest in them has persisted. There's still many people of a lot of different ages who are really into digging that stuff up. And there have been some reissues so that it's a lot more widely available now.
Well, so on the heavier side of things, I know it's heavier because the band's name is in German. We have a Milwaukee band produced by Butch Vig from Garbage, Die Kreuzen.
Right, and not all of their records were produced by Butch Vig, but they were a band that formed in the early 80s, and, you know, kind of the shorthand for them is that they were tied to the hardcore movement. But, you know, the thing about the punk and hardcore is that if you really look at it, there's so much more musical variety in there than the shorthand kind of would suggest. And in 1986, they put out their second album called Oktoberfile on Touch and Go, which I think really exemplifies that.
Waiting for the vocals there. So Die Kreuzen, a little harder side of Wisconsin. I don't necessarily think of Wisconsin as the home to heavy metal that much.
Well, you know, there is a lot of good punk and metal spread out around the state. If you know where to look, it's not always the thing that just by nature comes to mind for a lot of people, but it's definitely been there. And, you know, this was a band that, you know, was kind of considered one of the great bands of that era of, you know, kind of hardcore stuff and kind of the noisier stuff on Touch and Go and stuff. You know, if you were to ask someone like Thurston Moore or Steve Albini, I'm sure they would point to Die Kreuzen as a great example of music from that time.
And so how about if we're watching the horizon for some new acts, some up-and-comers, who should we be keeping an eye on?
Well, there's a lot of variety throughout the state right now, which I think is really great. You know, one thing that I've been kind of hooked on recently is the first kind of two-song single from a band called Dusk, and they're from Appleton. They're actually playing tonight at the Frequency in Madison, and they have kind of one member in common with an Appleton band called Tenement, who are a really great punk band who put out a great album this year. But Dusk is a little more it's a little more of kind of a ramshackle, like, country R&B sound, and they have a song that's sung by the keyboardist Julia Blair called Too Sweet, that I think has been really particularly addictive for me lately.
We'll get a little taste of Too Sweet. Fox Valley band Appleton. We hear a lot about Eau Claire here. We talked a lot of Eau Claire bands in our summer music series, but they've got a big thing. They've got that big Mile of Music there in the Fox cities.
That's in Oshkosh, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been, but I hear a lot about it, and I know they pull in bands from all over the state, and it seems to be a wildly popular.
Well, let's check out one more before we're out of time here. You sent us one called Same Old Blues by the Bellhops. Who are the Bellhops?
So the Bellhops were a band that came out of the First Wave program at UW-Madison. And First Wave recently celebrated its 10-year anniversary, actually. And it's basically a program that centers around hip-hop. But you certainly have people who come into that program who are MCs. But also, there's also, you know, connections to theater and dance and singing. And kind of, it's a very multidisciplinary approach to, you know, to hip-hop or in that realm. And so it's drawn a lot of really interesting people to Madison. The Bellhops were a band that several people in that program formed as a platform for female songwriters of color, and they put out this EP earlier this year called Hero of My Own Tale, and it's six songs, and the arrangements are really rich, and so is the lyrical content and the singing, really spanning kind of jazz and blues and R&B and some spoken word.
All right, here's a little bit of Same Old Blues. Scott, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Scott Gordon is the editor of Tone Madison, also a colleague here at WPR. We've been talking about music made in Wisconsin, past and present.
Coming up, the founder of StoryCorps joins us to tell us about the Great Thanksgiving Listen. I'm Rob Farrick.
And I'm Veronica Ricker. This is Central Time. When you gave the blues.